We've had an email in from Laura, who actually listens in London, so she listens online. Very good afternoon to you, Laura. Thanks for getting in touch. It's actually a friend of hers that's got the problem. Laura says, a friend had her car clamped this morning whilst it was parked on her drive. A bailiff acting on behalf of the Transport for London arrived and demanded that she needed to pay £835 plus VAT before 10 o'clock in the morning, or they were going to take her car and auction it off. Apparently, it's over an unpaid congestion charge fine. She hadn't notified the DVLA of her change of address due to her moving not so long ago, and the bailiff had tracked her down and her car down to her new address and turned up this morning to demand the payment. Where does she stand legally? Can the bailiff legally do this? And is he breaking any trespassing laws?
The answer to that is no. If they've got an order which allows them to, and I presume what they've done is they've gone to the county court and they've got a judgment against this lady, against Laura, and therefore they can seize goods up to the value that that they owe and sell them if necessary. And the obvious thing is a vehicle. Now, the only way around it is if she's not the registered keeper of the vehicle, if she shows, for instance, the logbook to the bailiff and to show that she's not the registered keeper, then they've got no right to take property belonging to someone else. But in terms of can they go on someone's land, yes, they can. Can they actually gain access to your premises? What they can't do is they can come in. If the door is, for instance, unlocked, they can walk through it. They don't need your permission to go in. But if the door is locked and the windows are locked, etc., they can't force their way in, if that makes sense. There's a subtle difference there. What you tend to find with bailiffs when they attend, if they think there's going to be a breach of the peace, the police will attend with them. But the police are there simply to act as referees, really. So in that particular case, the bailiff walking on, clamping the vehicle, can he seize it? Yes, he can. If he knows that the goods belong to Laura, if they're satisfied that the car belongs to her, yes, he can seize it. So in the short term, what can she do? Well, she can pay the fine, she can pay the money and then take it on, if she's contesting it in some way, shape or form, she can contest it. But you'll probably find the bailiff will say this car is going, unless she can show the car is not hers, i.e. she's not the registered keeper. If she can get the logbook out and show it to the bailiff then would have no right to take that vehicle off the property. Or, you know, let's nip this in the bud at source, contact, find out from the bailiff, probably you could do that, where the judgment is at, which court is it, and see if you can arrange a payment straight away to ensure your car is not taken. But can they take your car? Yes, they can.
But that £835, is that what they're kind of deeming the car's value at? Well, I don't know where this fee's...
Sure, I suspect what's happened with all the costs, etc., that the bill has come to, I can't imagine that the congestion charge is £835 quid. I don't know how much it is off the top of my head, but anyway, it's whatever. And with the various fees and charges, you know, the bailiff's charge, the court charges, it's gone up to that amount, I would imagine. Now, what they will do is, of course, is they can't start claiming more than £835, but they'd seize goods, sell them at auction, and take their money from it, and then give Laura back the proceeds. But she obviously doesn't want to lose her car, so the reason they've taken the car is that they are owed £835. So the only way she's going to get around it is by first of all speaking to the bailiff, and I would speak to the bailiff because clearly they've got the upper hand on you at the moment. Speak to them and see if they can let you know from which court it is that they've got the judgment, and then from that you can backtrack, speak to the court, see if you can arrange payment. They will want payment. You can give them a cheque or give them payment there and then, and the bailiff, provided you can make sure you get a receipt, and they won't clamp your car. But in terms of what can you do in the short term, there's little you can do in this very short period of time, Laura, you know, because they've got the upper hand, unless you can say, ha-ha, you know, here is my partner or my friend's logbook, this car is not in my name. That then becomes a completely different situation. They can't take the vehicle then, because there was a presumption at law that the registered keeper of a motor vehicle is the owner of it also. Isn't necessarily the case, but there was a presumption at law. So if the bailiff is shown, you know, a logbook with somebody else's name for that vehicle on it, he won't take it, simple as that. Then he's going to concentrate his efforts on the contents of your property and what's in it. Now, if the door is locked, then of course he can't gain access to it. What he does thereafter, you know, he'll pepper you until eventually he gets his money. But at least that would give you a little bit of breathing space to sort out this debt. I think, you know, the best thing that you can do really is try and get this payment sorted out. Whether or not you can contest, you know, contest it in some way, that's another thing altogether. But the bailiff won't leave you alone until money's paid. So I think the obvious thing to do is to negotiate with the bailiff, try and get a little bit of a leeway from him or her,